Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Black Republic Radio with Wisdom Enchantress. Hey guys, it's me, Wisdom Enchantress, with another episode of Black Republic Radio. Well, it's 11 o'clock p.m. We're going to try this during the late night hours, our new showtime. We're going to have a new host come on with us. We're searching for him right now. But I'm here to relax your mind for a little bit. We're not going to get too heavy, but we will definitely talk about the topics facing today. The show is going to be something special, only because we're going to try to mix the topics in with music this time, and we're going to have a couple of guests on for you throughout the season, so I want you guys to stay tuned for that, of course. So why don't we just get back with the topics and what's going on right now. First, we're going to talk about none other than the top of the show, music, living in America. We've all become accustomed to a certain type of lifestyle, but we know what's been going on all over the world. If you've been paying attention in the news, you've obviously been aware of Brexit and all of that type of thing. So. But we're getting used to it. We've just recently got our vote done here in America. The nation votes of 2016. So my thought is, did white supremacy play a role in this vote? Or did Latin America make a statement? If you've been paying attention to Just the Facts Radio, we also were talking about that over there. And basically what we've come up with, what we thought was, a lot of people were doing statement votes where they were making a statement. I wonder what kind of statement people were trying to make. As I went through my day on Tuesday, November the 8th, I actually happened upon a voting poll in a Masons Lodge, a Masonic Lodge, yes. First time I've ever seen that. I don't know if it's because of where I live now or what, but I've been asking the question on the internet, has anyone ever voted at a Masons Lodge? If you have, do call in. The number to call in tonight is 914-205-5476. Again, that's 914-205-5476. I'm looking forward to talking with you, so do call in. They say Latin America is the reason why the vote turned out the way it is. Now, given the fact that the Latin Americans definitely have been on the rise and have become the majority of the minority, I don't believe that vote, not saying it didn't count or that it was that much of a poll, because when you're doing stuff that's illegal and trying to defraud people, you got to have somebody to blame it on. So why not blame it on Latin America? Now, when we get further into the Latin American culture, we know that just as any culture has, they have their black and their white. Okay. Of the race. So we know we have black Latins and we have white Latins. Supposedly the white part of the Latin culture are more of a Spaniard type of people, Venezuela. You know, they're not Cuban or Puerto Rican. And they said that these were the Mexicans. It kind of makes me feel a little bit awkward because, well, isn't that who Trump says he wanted to build the wall for? So they couldn't get in. So I'm a little bit confused here. So maybe somebody can call in and help me out with exactly what the hell went on in this election. What do you guys think? What do you think has gone on in this election? I personally think we were all frauded. And the only reason I say that is because much like when we're children and we misbehave and our parents are trying to find out what we're doing, you often hear your mom say, "Hey, you're too quiet in there. What are you doing?" We heard nothing, absolutely nothing the next day after this vote. So that kind of raised my eyebrow to suspicion. Not that I hadn't already been putting out reports. You guys know very well we've been talking about this since last year this time. But I guess, you know, if you're well organized, which we know white supremacy crimes, these nationalists, they're very well organized people. They're not going to let this slip. So I don't think we should let it slip either. You know, people are doing the justice of what our laws tell us that we can do. They're protesting. People are right now protesting in the United States of America against Donald Trump because they do not want this man in office as their president. I know many of you do not want Donald Trump as your president, but you know, I had a couple of people before me tell me that Hillary didn't get any votes in New York, and that's where she's from. Well, apparently she did get some votes because almost it looks like all of New York is out in the streets right now protesting against Mr. Trump outside of his own little hotels and Trump Towers in New York. So, I don't know. This footage that we're seeing cannot be made up. This is going on right this moment. We still have a man that's telling us that Barack Obama isn't legitimate. This man is going to be crazy for you in the White House. I really don't see who would have voted for him, but, you know, people have. We're getting into too many controversial things that are going on in the United States here. I mean, here we have a candidate, Hillary Clinton. Everybody's talking about these infamous emails. The woman has been cleared of wrongdoing. Even the people whose family members died have forgiven her and knew that she wasn't responsible for this. But yet, we, America, can't seem to get over it. We can't seem to drop it. And all of the propagandish material that has been put out there by these nationalists have made it almost damn near impossible to even get a real, authentic idea of what it is that Hillary actually did. You know, you hear so much stuff. But we have a woman who is obviously qualified to do this job of president, a former first lady, okay, a senator, former senator of her state, New York, also a secretary in the cabinet, the executive cabinet, and we couldn't master vote. She completely annihilated Donald Trump, president-elect, in the debates, and we still couldn't manage to get her elected. Is there some conspiracy? Is there something going on? I believe so. If you think so, do call in and let me know. America, you haven't seen the signs, but it smells like Brexit. We're missing the signs, people. If you've looked at some of the reports that we put out on Just the Facts Radio, you will see white America, the supremacy, was over in Britain. Yes, they were, the UK. One of the lawmakers there was killed, and it was linked back here to white supremacy. We also put up one of Trump's tweets at the time during the Brexit leave, where someone had said, "We're first and it's your turn coming soon." Donald Trump liked it and responded back to it. We'll have to pull that up and put it up on Facebook for you guys. But, you know, there they were again. They decided to take his took his Twitter away from him. How do you get your Twitter taken just before the election? Think about that, people. Didn't we just say that he was communicating with people over there about this on the Twitter feed? For the whole entire year, this was going on. And suddenly, week before, a couple of days before the election, oh, we're going to just take your Twitter account. You just don't get your Twitter account. I mean, this is a grown-ass man. The new elect president of the United States of America, who has his Twitter privileges revoked from his own campaign manager. Something is definitely not right. Were they trying to hide the fact that he's been talking to white nationalists? Were they trying to hide the fact that they were talking and communicating to him, the people who have been in and operating over in Britain? They forget to tell you that white supremacy has been linked to the murder from over here, our nationalist groups in America that we have, linked to a murder in Bristol, Northern England. It's absolutely crazy. Yes. The man of accused of murdering the British Parliament member who died in cold blood was a white supremacist organization linked to the United States and South Africa. Thomas Mayer, he was 52, or is 52, is linked to the connection of the death of the 41-year-old Jo Cox, which was a female of the Labor Party. She was shot and stabbed outside of the library. Okay? This happened just before the vote, the infamous vote where the UK would leave Britain. We call it Brexit. This really happened, America. We've been trying to put that information out to you guys before you voted. Some of you knew about it, some people didn't. But I believe all this is linked to this election we've had here. We've seen InfoWars, the Young Turks, all these white supremacist shows talking down about Hillary. Down about blacks, that's all we've heard. We've had riots, we've had shootings. All of this chaos going on the whole entire time just seems like organized crime to me. We haven't even gotten into the genocide. The genocide that's been going on in Israel. They're actually trying to wipe out the Palestinians over there. And these are the darker people that live over there. So when people say that they are afraid in America, you're damn right people of color should be afraid, particularly black people. This isn't something that just started last week. This didn't start last month. It didn't start a year ago. Hell, it didn't start with slavery over here with Negroes 200 years ago. This has been going on for centuries. Centuries trying to wipe out the black man. And I don't mean men as in M-E-N, but man, M-A-N, the human, the Nubian people, the Nubians, those of us of color. You know, I had a conversation earlier tonight with someone who really doesn't know their history. I won't put them out there like that because that's not my intention. But some of you are not aware that England was actually all black at one time, long time ago. You're not aware of the history. But, as I've always said, everybody's history books are not the same. So I urge you to go out, dig this information up on your own. Please, by all means, do not take my word for it. Go out there and dig up this information yourself. Read it. Learn it and know it and pass it on. But black people, we make up more than half of the world. If we band together and form a more perfect union of our own, we can establish justice throughout the lands by uniting with the numbers. We're not just talking about one particular group of people of color. I'm talking Native American. I'm talking Latins. I'm talking the people of the darker skin races. If we unite as if it is said to be done, we can make a difference. Now, as far as the Republican Party goes, what has happened, what has changed over the years? I remember back in, well, I won't say I remember back because I was born back in those times, but the Republican Party used to be all black. Frederick Douglass was a part of that party, so was Abraham Lincoln. It's definitely not what's going on now in today's world. We're dealing with the New World Order and Hitler's dream finally coming true, people trying to make one big white state. You know, you guys have seen it. We've got information about this posted up on Just the Facts. I really hope you guys will pay more attention. I hope you guys will tune in to our show. We'll be back on next weekend. I wanted to do a quick show today, try to get you guys interested in what we have to say. I am Wisdom Enchantress. Just wanted to share a little bit of a message with you. I hope that you find your week to be well and everything goes well for us here in America, because we really do need a change. But I don't need the change that we're about to have. I don't think that change is a good change for America, and particularly those of us who are black. I don't think the change is something that's positive for us. I will say I've met some people who are Republican, and they're going to come on the show and try to explain some things to us under this new administration that we have coming in. And we will see. This is Wisdom Enchantress, Black Republic Radio. I'll talk to you next week.